This is Rochester Speaks. I'm John Gehring, joined this morning by the director of the Gateway Home out in Attica. Sarah Bruner is here, and we're talking about the care that they provide those who are in the final stages of life over at the Gateway Home. And what a beautiful home it is. Sarah, I'm looking at the picture on your website right now of your home, and we were just talking about how wonderful it is and the inspiration behind it. So first of all, thanks for joining me this morning. And second of all, let's talk a little bit about the inspiration for Gateway Home.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. So the inspiration for Gateway Home kind of came out of necessity. Our founders, had recently gone through a loss with their own parents and realized kind of at the end of life, people require 24-hour care. And it's not always possible for family members who are still working, raising their kids to stop what they're doing to care for their loved ones. So what we kind of provide here is a 24-hour extended family, if you will. We have two beds and, we bring in folks with the greatest need, without no family to take care of them 24/7. And the church was given this house as part of a property deal and they didn't really know what they were going to do with it. And two members of the congregation happened to say, we have an idea. Crossroads House in Batavia has been doing this for 25 years now, and it wasn't kind of available for them when they needed it. So the inspiration met opportunity, and they have a great faith and great passion, and they decided to take the plunge.
And so there's a lot of need, even in the smaller area communities like Attica. How do you find that need, or how do they find you to know that this is a good fit?
So we do not just accept folks from Wyoming County. We accept folks from anywhere in the world if they need us. Usually we find folks from social workers in hospitals or social workers with hospice or the VNA. But a lot of times it's a panicked child who has just, kind of realized that their parent is in the last stages of their life. Usually it's a phone call 2 hours after they've been in a specialist's office and the specialist has kind of said there's nothing more that we can do. And they call us and they say, we don't really know what we're going to do with mom. And it's tough. People raise their children and they send their children off to college and they think, phew, I've done the bulk of my work, but they don't see the boulder that's kind of rolling behind them of their parents getting older and, falling ill and needing care. So that's kind of where we step in. People don't know that we're here until they need us. And that's kind of the problem, which is why we're so grateful to do your show this morning. So people get the word out there that these kind of homes exist. The families never get charged a dime for anything that we do. We provide that care completely free of charge. We don't bill insurance either.
Well, that's something that makes Gateway Home in Attica very unique. Because the expense of the final stages of life is just overwhelming at times, even years before the final stages, talking about assisted living and nursing homes. And not even in those final stages, but later in life, talk about the expense. That's insane. So how much of a relief is that to families? And is that must make you guys way more appealing than anybody else?
We're popular. So paying for 24-hour care, if mom or dad says, I want to die at home, and that's a common thing. People want to stay in their homes. They want to be where they're comfortable. That's why we work so hard to make Gateway Home beautiful and to feel like home. It's not clinical. It's not, a hospital room or a room in a nursing home. It's a bedroom and a beautiful kitchen where we invite your family to come in and make a turkey dinner on Thanksgiving. It's recent in my head. we invite you to, sit in the living room and watch the Super Bowl and we'll make you some popcorn. And it's a house, it's a home. In order to pay for 24-hour care, if your mom or dad wants to die at home, that's going to put a humongous financial strain on your family. Like you said, even before end of life stages, healthcare is expensive. But end of life care is 100% expensive. And that's why we admit solely based on need. If there are not kiddos who live in the area who are available to help you, or your significant other or your spouse has passed away, we look at all of the cases that we get. We have two beds, so we often have a wait list. We look at that wait list and we see who is in need the most and who truly does not have other options. And that's kind of how we base our decisions on admittance.
Okay. And so you talk about how comfortable of a home this is, and that's so crucial too, because how many tragically spend their final days in a hospital room or in a different type of nursing home place. But also you talk about some of the care that you provide, and it's beyond just those bodily needs. There's also that spiritual support too. Let's talk about that side of it and how important that is to Gateway Home.
So 2024 was a fantastic year for Gateway Home. We actually were able to start our end-of-life doula program. Most people know of doulas in the birth sense. You get a doula when you come in and make a birthing plan, and they help you kind of carry that out and make sure your wishes are taken care of when you're kind of incapacitated to speak for yourself. The same is true of an end-of-life doula. They come in when you get 3 months or less to live, and they kind of become part of your family. They listen to your wants and your needs, and they get them down on paper. They help you process through kind of your life and see, is there unresolved issues? Is there, you know, a family member you haven't spoken to in 10 years that we can help you try and connect with? Can we write down grandma's recipe for sauce so that it's not lost when she passes away?
Wow.
We also provide, you know, chaplains, religious support, priests can come in. We offer, you know, a hand to hold. In 2024, there's no reason for anybody to be dying alone. There's just not. It's scary enough. The unknown. Our doulas are trained with answers to questions that everybody has. Is this going to hurt? Am I going to be scared? Am I going to be alone? And we make sure that we take some of those big fears right off the table, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that helps for a peaceful transition for people.
Yeah. So talk about, because as the director, I'm sure you've been around these people in their final stages, and you may get this question a lot, but I'm just curious, What is it about? I've never been in the room with somebody who's passed away personally, but I know you hear about some of the peaceful stories and some of the things that you just wouldn't think is associated with death. Have you had any experiences like that that you would say have really changed your perspective on what death is?
So 100%. I have witnessed approximately 27 deaths. At this point, transitions, we'll say transitions, but it's death. People don't like to use that word a lot.
Yeah.
And the number one question I get asked about my job is, isn't it depressing? And the answer is no. The answer is that it is the most sacred, peaceful, lovely experience. And for somebody to invite you into that space is an honor. And it's not an honor that we take lightly. Those situations in the room where people are actively passing are some of the most beautiful rooms I've ever been in. They are filled with not only peace, but you get to see the love of families coming together. You get to see people supporting one another. You get to see, you know, how much a father is loved by his sons and his daughters. And you don't often see that when you're walking through the grocery store or whatever in your daily life. To see how someone is so peaceful and so at ease before their transition is an absolute gift. And not only that, and I'll say this, and you may think I'm a little wacky, but people that have passed over, family members, friends, they come for their folks. we've seen people talking to their family members that have passed over 10, 15 years ago. We've witnessed people being able to say, oh, it's my mom. And we know that she hasn't been on this earth for 20 years, but the joy of those reunions is palpable in that room, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's undeniable, and it's something that we might not think as we think about death or, you know, the transition that is. We fear it. Yet
that's right.
We're in that moment, we won't fear it. And that must give us all so much peace and confidence to know that even down the road when that does inevitably happen, right? 10 out of 10, unfortunately, you have to go through it. But it can be a peaceful experience. And certainly I would say that the place and the environment and the support that you're getting and you're providing at Gateway Home is one reason for that. So finally, Sarah, let's talk about, I know you have an event coming up and you're raising some money and are able to support these individuals in their final stages of life even more. So what can we look forward to?
Okay. So like I said, we never charge a family, not a dime. They never pay for their meals that we provide them here. They never pay for their care. They don't pay for their medications. So we run fully on donor support, fundraisers, grants, and memorials. And right now we are holding our annual cash raffle. And that is a raffle ticket like you would buy for a raffle basket, only you're going to win cash if your ticket is chosen. We are selling those now on our website, and that is gatewayhomeattica.org. They're $20 a piece, and the winners will be chosen on December 14th at noon. The grand prize is going to be $2,500. Second prize is going to be $1,000. There's another prize for $500. Another prize at $250. Four $100 prizes and seven $50 prizes. So for your $20, you get a chance to win a whole bunch of money, and there's a whole bunch of chances. And we are only selling 1,000 tickets, so your chances are pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. And again, that's gatewayhomeattica.org.
That's correct.
And that's actually coming up this week as this airs on Sunday. So definitely get your name in and make sure
get your tickets.
Contributing up there. Yeah, gatewayhomeattica.org. Sarah, the director over at the Gateway Home in Attica, thank you so much for your time this morning and for everything you do for our community.
Thank you so much for having me. You are wonderful. I appreciate you.